Radio K-Real College Radio, this is Off the Record, and we just had a beautiful In Studio by Ian George and The Well. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, Emma, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're going to kick things off with our little Minnesota-themed question segment. This is Don't You Know?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, where are you from, and what is it known for?
I am from, born and raised in Minnetonka.
Were you purified in the waters of Minnetonka?
No, I don't think Well, I actually grew up on the lake, on one side of the lake, like, way long ago.
So you were?
So I guess I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't technically, like... I guess that's a very important part of who I am, like, bathing in that lake and...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then what was the first show you ever saw?
The first show I ever saw would be... God, it might be... White Iron Band. Which is a band that maybe still exists that's based in Minnesota. It's like kind of like a, I don't know, folk rocky, hillbilly, like rockabilly thing.
Yeah. And then Prince or Bob Dylan?
Oh, God. That's a weird one for me. I don't really have a connection to either of them, believe it or not.
Really?
I would say Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Just for the folk aspect? Or?
Yeah, just the poetry, the words. He never really got me like musically, but I love... he writes about. It's phenomenal for me.
Yeah. Is there a song in particular you like?
Shelter from the Storm has always been, it really hits home for me.
I like that one too. And then if you could perform in any Minnesota spot, and it does not have to be a venue, where would it be?
Perform in any spot? Oh my God, somewhere on the edge of Lake Superior where the rocks are really big. Yeah.
I like that. Would there be sound equipment, or is it just...
Well, I think if the whole band was there, we'd probably have to have a little sound equipment to hear the vocals.
You could just hide it in the rocks.
Or we could just do the whole acoustic thing, and Pete on the drums could, like, hit rocks. I could just sing tender ballads with an acoustic guitar like the olden days.
That'd be amazing. Well, thank you so much. You've just absolutely nailed the Minnesota part of this. So let's see how the music portion goes.
Oh, God.
So you just released your album, Kingdom of My Youth. Who is the peasant in that kingdom?
Ooh, I am certainly the peasant frolicking ravenously around the meadows of that kingdom, yeah.
I love that. Is there a king in the kingdom, or is it just...
I guess I would also be... I'm like a peasant king in my own kingdom.
Oh, that's really fun.
Yeah.
Kind of whimsical.
Yeah, totally. And that's kind of... I guess the kingdom for me is... Kingdom of my youth is like not only... the kingdom of my youth has a physical place, and that would be the North Shore, Lake Superior. But more so, kingdom... Like, the kingdom of my youth is more like a state of mind, I guess, a place that could be accessed as I... continue growing old and frizzled and just remembering to be light and free and remain open-minded.
Yeah, for sure. Well, did you find yourself going to that place when you made this album?
Yeah, this album for me is like kind of like a reset button for me creatively. I had been in a West Coast band called Patchy Sanders for years that traveled all over, and it broke up a couple of years ago. And I hadn't intended to record a solo album, but the right opportunity fell on my lap with this, and I went for it. And for me, I had been like pretty much like a straight-up folk musician, and this was, like, the idea of playing an electric guitar was just so not okay with me for so long. I was that attached to the acoustic folk world. And so this album having horns and drums and electric bass and electric guitar, and it was kind of like a, I guess, breaking out of any inhibitions I'd created for myself creatively, and a chance to just begin the path of less restriction musically how I express myself. And so, yeah, there is playfulness and there is youth. There's going back to, like, I don't have to be anything. I can just explore.
Yeah, well, what's it like for you going solo and then switching back and forth and also performing with the band?
Yeah, with this project, I'm wanting the full band sound. I'm wanting to have the bass and the horns and the guitar. And yeah, I think each each live setting, whether it's band or solo, is such a different experience, you know? Like, when you play solo, it's fully about the songs. Like, I would choose a different set list because now the attention isn't being focused on Ted's sick upright bass lines with Pat's shredding tenderness on the electric guitar. Like, I can't rely on all these variables, so a solo performance is naturally so much more exposed and vulnerable, and I would choose a different set list that would just, it's pretty, which would essentially just be about the songs, and the songs would have to carry themselves when the whole band, it's more about the whole experience and the arrangements.
Yeah. Is it ever difficult to be so vulnerable on stage and so publicly?
It's not for me. I really like doing the revealing just all the shades of my emotional spectrum on stage, and it's something that I still have inhibitions around performing here and there, for sure. After years of touring and all that, it's still in me, that fear, the idea that someone won't like the songs that I'm playing, or the fear that I'm not good enough for someone. But ultimately, I can't let those, we all have those, I'm not sure they'll ever go away, but just still like persevering and making sure that the songs are being played. And yeah, I love it. I love performing. I love touring and playing with the band and being on a stage and messing up and, you know, just having fun too.
Yeah, of course. Well, what's your favorite song to perform?
Ooh, favorite song to perform. God, that is like total, that's based on, I think, where the song's at, and it's always changing. Every era or every chapter of the music's life or in a band's life, I feel these songs kind of come and go and kind of get pushed to the surface, and they're just really, really in a groove or hot in the moment, and they won't always remain up there, and then they'll be replaced by a different song that week is just like, this is the song this week, we're just really hitting this one well, and it's feeling really good. So that's like a day by day, chapter by chapter thing for me.
Well, what was your favorite song you just performed for us in this situation?
Favorite song, my favorite song. God, well, the last song we played, which is Gichigumi, or that was the second to last song. The last song I think was Gichigumi, which is the Native American term for Lake Superior, which is the first song on the album, which, like I said earlier, is like the physical kingdom of my youth. When I think of my youth and the most like vibrant, inspired, like beautiful moments of childhood, I think of running and skipping stones on the North Shore as a wee laddie. And I spent the last decade plus in Oregon, so I've just moved back to Minneapolis after all this time away. And yeah, being away, just reflecting on how Minnesota was such a great place to grow up. And so yeah, to answer your question, Gichigumi, that last song, I think, which was the last song, is that one strikes me right now as something that's really personal and means a lot to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you for being so open with me. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you for being so vulnerable in this interview and telling me about that.
Yeah, Emma, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ian. And for all the listeners out there, if you've been enjoying this interview or the music, Ian George and The Well will be performing tomorrow, that's Saturday, at Astor Cafe in Minneapolis. For right now, though, we're going to get back to the music right here at Radio K, Real College Radio.